This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant on Friday against Russian President Vladimir Putin, accusing him of the war crime of illegally deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant on Friday against Russian President Vladimir Putin, an exceedingly rare step for the world body, accusing the Russian president of the war crime of illegally deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. ICC President Pyotr Ofmansky.
This is an important moment in the process of justice before the ICC.
Moscow has repeatedly denied accusations that its forces have committed atrocities during its one-year invasion of its neighbor. Ukraine applauded the decision by the ICC. Ukraine has said more than 16,000 children have been illegally transferred to Russia or Russian-occupied territories in Ukraine.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Slovakia on Friday approved a plan to provide Ukraine with MiG fighter jets. Slovakia is the second NATO country following Poland that has answered Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's many requests for the aircraft to help his country battle against the Russian invasion. Slovakian Prime Minister Eduard Heger said his country is on the right side of history in providing the retired fleet of 13 MiG-29s to Ukraine. The European Union said Friday that international donors pledged more than $850 million at a conference in Brussels to help support millions of people who fled Venezuela. The EU and Canada co-hosted the two-day meeting aimed at raising awareness and funds to help tackle what they call one of the world's largest displacement crises. The UN Refugee Agency estimates more than 7 million Venezuelans have left their country, propelled by grinding poverty and a political crisis, according to estimates by the UN Refugee Agency. From Washington, this is VOA News. A retired Air Force officer has gotten prison time for his role in the Capitol building riot of January 2021. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Turkey says it will begin ratifying Finland's NATO bid, lifting the biggest hurdle left to enlarging the Western Defense Alliance as war rages in Ukraine. President Tayyip Erdogan made the announcement on Friday, though he held off approving Sweden's bid. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcomed the move.
The most important thing is that both Finland and Sweden become full members of NATO quickly.
In Stockholm, Sweden's foreign minister, Tobias Billström, said it's a question of when Sweden becomes a member, not if. The three countries signed a deal in Madrid last year, laying out steps to overcome Turkey's concerns over accession. But Ankara has said Sweden has not gone far enough.
Reuters' Kristen Kilburn reporting, and now AP's Ed Donahue talking about a retired Air Force officer getting prison time for his role in the Capitol building riot.
Larry Brock was dressed in combat gear and had zip-tie handcuffs with him in the Senate gallery on the day of the riot. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Prosecutors wanted 5 years. The judge said Brock's social media postings before the riot were very troubling, and he read some in court. One of them said, "When we get to the bottom of this conspiracy, we need to execute the traitors that are trying to steal the election, and that includes the leaders of the media and social media aiding and abetting the coup plotters." The judge said it's pretty chilling stuff, astounding, considering it was coming from a former high-ranking military officer. Brock didn't engage in any violence on the day of the riot. He didn't speak in court. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey says his government will move forward with ratifying Finland's NATO application, paving the way for the country to join the military bloc ahead of Sweden. The breakthrough came as Finnish President Sauli Niinisto was in Ankara on Friday to meet with Erdogan. Both Finland and Sweden applied to become NATO members 10 months ago in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, abandoning decades of non-alignment. Erdogan suggested Wednesday that his country might take up Finland's accession following Niinisto's trip. NATO requires the unanimous approval of its 30 existing members to expand, and Turkey and Hungary have failed so far to ratify the accession of the Nordic neighbors. And the United Nations said on Friday that Cyclone Freddy, which dissipated this week after a record-breaking rampage, has caused more than 460 deaths in southern Africa and affected more than 500,000 people in Malawi, where the storm dumped 6 months' worth of rainfall in 6 days. Marissa Melton, VOA News.